Hey guys, welcome back to I'm With Her.
And she's with me.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're so thankful. And we're we didn't even plan on matching today.
We didn't. Literally, she walked into my room this morning and we're like, oh,
hey. Oh, okay.
I know it's going to be hard to tell us apart, but I believe in you.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. So much to be thankful for today. Yeah. I feel like we should maybe, let's start this episode on a light note. Let's start with some gratitude. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some things I'm so thankful for these days.
I have a few.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Yes.
Okay.
Start. Okay. I'm very thankful for blow dry salons.
Oh, okay.
They save me. When I need a blowout, mm-hmm. I go instantly. My nail girl, Lucy.
Lucy.
Love her.
Love Lucy.
We all go to Lucy
we
now.
We do.
My dog trainer, Jim.
Yep.
Jim, mm-hmm. Me,
shout
Amu's,
out Jim.
Love you. McDonald's Diet Coke. Always there for me in my time of need. Mm-hmm. Sour gummy worms.
Yes.
Also always mm-hmm. there for me mm-hmm. in my time of need. Movies that are less than 99 minutes.
Yeah.
Love that.
Important.
Don't make me sit there for multiple hours. Mm-hmm. And this one's so wholesome. An afternoon thunderstorm nap combo. That's really good for the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That was perfect. Thank You're like all the little things in life that just get overlooked day to day. I was thinking more just like my family, my friends.
those too, of course.
My family, my friends, being alive, breathing, waking up today, like the simple things, you know.
the roof over my head.
Yeah, those kind of things.
Air conditioning, mm-hmm. so important.
Being so here important. Again, still doing this, mm-hmm. so fun.
You.
Yeah, you.
Her. Moose. My dog, obviously.
Yeah, and I guess just like family, friends, and everything else that life has in store for me. I'm really grateful these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's been nice.
Yeah.
I think, and I was talking to you about this in the car here too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's funny because my favorite holiday is actually Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Valentine's Day gets like a bad rap for a lot of people because so many people are so quick to be like, well, you should be showing your love every single day. Every day should be like that.
I think people are just single and bitter.
Okay.
I think that's where that stems from.
But then
from.
I don't hear that same narrative around Thanksgiving. Why aren't you being thankful and showing gratitude every single day?
Yeah. Clock it.
But we can do it especially on these days.
Of course.
Because we get caught up and we forget sometimes.
Yeah, I think life just gets in the way a lot of the time. So days like today are just a special reminder that we have so much to be grateful for.
Thanksgiving is a huge holiday with my family. It is mm-hmm. my mom's favorite holiday. Ever since I was a baby, it has always been the biggest production. When all of my family lived here and some other people were still alive, my house was the hub. Everyone would come there. Even my cousins, their friends would come over mm-hmm. who were in town. It became this I remember we would have like 70 people.
Yeah, I know exactly the kind of house you had because those are the kind of houses I would
go to.
For Thanksgiving things. Like I'm the type of friend that bounces around to all my friends' houses that have like things going on.
I always envied that just because it was, we'd wake up, do the parade, and then it was like boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
We have to clean the house. We have to do all these things. So it never felt fun.
Yeah.
And I always found a way out of it. My dad calls me a blister because I only show up when the work is done.
Of course.
So I think that's just working smarter, not harder. It got done and I got a nap in. Yeah. So there's that. So my parents have a tradition too. Every year they name the turkey.
Oh, so, wait, that's so cute.
Yeah, I don't know what the name is going to be this year, but I'll find out and I'll let you
Have you ever
know.
Named the turkey? Or they
no,
just name it and
they
tell
do
you
it.
What's
they
on.
They make the turkey. That's their thing. Mm-hmm. And then they'll tell us and like, cool, no problem.
Done.
But then it's always been the like whole setup of the backyard. And you know, it's nice when it comes together and it's all set
of course,
and done.
Yeah.
But by that point, like, I want to go hide and like eat my.
I get it. Yeah, you just want to bring your plate to your room
to my
and just
room
like indulge
and sit and not have to do all of it. Even though, of course, it's nice to see your family and stuff. And then when we were kids, and our like cousins and stuff, we would always put on a show after dinner, like mm-hmm. a full production.
Like a performance, like a talent
performance.
Show.
Like
oh my gosh.
We would have as a group. There's like four of us. We would do group performances. We would have solos. We would have duos. Mm-hmm. There was just always.
It's actually so
something.
Funny because when I went and visited your family with you this year during mm-hmm. Christmas time, I actually got like a sneak peek into like the Allen experience with like the talent shows and all that stuff. It was so cute.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
And then another tradition we had. It's just we do a smaller version of it now is They do family charades. Mm-hmm. And this is an extreme sport. My family takes it so seriously. There are certain members of the family that they are rivals during this. Mm-hmm. They cannot be on the same team. It's so strict. Even as kids, they would like give us little like, okay, you do Twister. That's your movie. Now get off the stage. We have to go do this for real.
Like, it's about to get serious.
It is. Yeah, no, and it was always funny, but like so, so serious.
I love that. Like, yeah. I feel like obviously the preparation for like a big family event like that is overwhelming, but like the fun and the joy that comes out of that has to be worth it every time. Like, that sounds so cool, because in comparison to like my family, it's so small and intimate, and like we kind of just do our dinner thing and like we kind of move on with our day. Like, we don't have like a full like day of like games and production and family and fun. And like, given like a lot of my family lives overseas, so because of that, like, we don't really have a lot of people here like that. So
does your grandma come for Thanksgiving typically?
If she's here, she's here. Okay. But if not, she doesn't really like come out of her way to come during Thanksgiving. So it kind of depends on the year and like where she's at. So she bounces around. So if she's with us, she's with us. If not, she's in Jamaica. So we don't get to like do the whole like big family experience. But I always love going to houses like yours where like there's things going on. Like, it's fun.
Is there certain dishes that your mom makes or your dad makes or you are responsible for?
My dad's not making nothing. But let's start there. My dad is not making
He's only
anything.
Making his way to the table.
Exactly. When it's like, ready. Let him know. He's sipping on wine and arriving at the table. That is all that he is doing on that day.
Tradition.
Usually it's my mom and I against the world. If my grandma's in town, then my mom, my grandma, and then like I'll help if I have to, kind of thing. But usually we make my brothers like set the table, and then like my mom and I will take over what we're doing in the kitchen. But really, honestly, all the credit goes to my mom. Like, she does so much. Like, from the moment she wakes up, she is cooking all day. A lot of what we eat is like a mix between like traditional Jamaican food and just like American Thanksgiving cuisine. Kind of
educate us, what are some traditional
usually
Jamaican
like oxtail
dishes?
Kind of like sometimes some years she'll make like callaloo plantain, something like that. But
what's callaloo?
It's like greens.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Leafy greens are really good. And then outside of that, though, it's like traditional American food, because I also like that too, like mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, the ham, the whole thing. So it's a mix of a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes she'll throw in the jerk chicken too. Mm-hmm.
So do you guys watch the parade, or
sometimes it's just like on, like in the back, but we're not like sitting huddling around it. But there was one year where I think I was in New York at my mom's sister's house, and we actually got to go see a little bit of it in person.
That's so cool.
Which is really cool, but I was so small. I was so little, so I like barely even remember.
Sure.
But we were like on that street while everything was happening. So I have gotten a taste of the parade once, but since then, not really.
We always leave the TV on, so the dog show comes on after. We'll see that.
The dog show. It's like where they... Are they going
show
around?
Dogs.
Oh my gosh. I love show dogs.
Do that, and then... Of course, we'll put the football game on after that. It's kind of just like playing as as we're doing house prep and people are coming over, but it's always on the TV. Mm-hmm. Or by then, depending on when the bulk of people arrive, it stays on the TV. We just put it on mute.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a tradition for most people.
Yeah, it's just like background noise. Yeah. It's just there.
I think as I've gotten older, though, I've gotten a lot more into it, especially to just like the sports of it all. My dad and I can bond more over that stuff. And... But outside of that, it's my dad will always go set up at the bar in our backyard in the house that we had growing up and in their house now. Tiki Hut in the backyard, as you know. So that's
bartending back there.
That's his bar, Keeter's.
Does he grill on Thanksgiving too? Or like he kind of keeps it to your mom and the cooking and like all that?
Does he grill? I don't think he really does. Does more of the like, he's in charge of the stuffing, helping with the turkey, drinking the alcohol.
Of course. Dads do that pretty
well.
That's
usually a team effort. I will help him with that. And I know there's other things I'm just not remembering, because it is my mom, that is her show. It is her production.
Yeah. Like,
but it was always just
cook.
So stressful. So I think, I mean, Thanksgiving was always nice. It was always when our family, everyone was there, because we all know, like, I think for us as young adults, it's the night before Thanksgiving that everybody goes out.
Yep.
Like, that is the thing. Mm-hmm. There was one year my sister and I did that, and we were...
Blackout Wednesday.
We were so hungover. We spent
so
the entire day...
Hungover.
I was leaning over the toilet. My sister was next to me, leaning over the bathtub, and my mom was at the door just absolutely laying into us, because she's
livid.
Like, you're not... It's so mad. And we were just dying. But
my parents don't know this, but the past few Thanksgivings have been rough. Because every year when I tell myself I'm not doing Blackout Wednesday this year, every year I somehow end up out there. I'm sure it's the same for like most cities, but like everyone from your hometown's home, everyone's going to the same hometown bars. Yeah. You see everyone you've ever known in your entire life in one night until the sun comes up, basically the night before Thanksgiving, when you have to show face for your entire family.
Yeah.
So it's just super irresponsible, but like so
I gave that
fun
up a few years ago. I can't do that because the day of it's just, I feel like it's stressful. And then it's fun when people are there and you can hang out, but then you kind of have to like do the fake with the extended family you don't really know. And then by that point I get overstimulated. And I know my mom gets overstimulated too, because her and her best friend, like their tradition is they end up hiding in the guest room for a good chunk of time. Yeah. So then I'm like, mommy, why do you put yourself through this?
Yeah.
But I know it fills her heart and does all these things. And okay, that's great. You can do that. I get overstimulated. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've rarely sat at like because we don't have one like table.
Yeah, I feel like
it's just like there's multiple tables set up in the backyard. So
the kids' table, this table.
And then I was always just like, I just want to sit down and have a dinner with my family, because me and my immediate family, we're all just like spread out entertaining. So we're not ever having just to sit down with us. And so that's been like my biggest like quip with that is I'm like, this is not even, we're just putting on a show.
Yeah.
I already perform every day. This is not like a break. This is not, doesn't feel like a holiday for anybody.
Yeah.
So let's keep it a little more low key, which is what I've pushed for. But with my work schedule, it's just been, we usually have like games or work the day before and the day after. So it's gotten a lot smaller. But I think it's another, it's one of those holidays that I'm like, okay, let's just get it. Let's just get past it. Let's just move to the next thing.
I really love Thanksgiving only because of the food. Like, honestly, genuinely, like, I look forward to that. And then, like, our friend Sybil, her mom always makes a whole thing at their house. And, like, I always have to stop there for the mac and cheese. Like, I just love the food. That's one day where I do not eat the entire morning until dinner time.
And then second dinner and then third dinner.
Multiple plates. Like, I am docking plates of food. It's so
It's a marathon,
reckless.
Not a sprint. Yeah.
So what is your, like, go-to Thanksgiving plate?
Okay, I wrote it down.
She prepared
I do have it prepared. Okay, so it has to be my mom's gravy.
Okay.
No one else can make it. I don't know what kind of magic she puts in it, but it has to be my mom's gravy.
Specifically. Okay.
Turkey. Yeah. But I like the dark meat.
Okay.
Have to have stuffing, obviously. The stuffing I'm eating, like, throughout the day, and then my mom's always yelling at us, but we're still, like, taking bites because it's
so good.
So good. I love the stuffing. My mom's best friend, she makes this, it's a cold salad with like ramen noodles and it's called like ramen noodle salad maybe, or that's what we call it. And that is so good too. I have to have that.
Interesting. I've never had anything like that before.
You're going to, we'll have to get it to you.
Bring some home for me.
So yummy. Bread rolls, obviously.
Yup.
I'll do salad just so I can incorporate some greens.
I know. I'm like, the least I can do is have a green on the side.
Just have a lettuce there for the aesthetic. I feel like those are my main... Oh, and the mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is
but
so
like
important
specifically
to me.
Because our friend Sybil, who I met only, I don't know, what, four-ish years ago or something. So I haven't had that mac and cheese all my life. But since it has been introduced, because we'll do a Friendsgiving every year. We'll host that at our house. And so she's not allowed to get through the front door unless she has
the mac and cheese
in hand.
And honestly, she's shown up every single year. There's never been a year where she's like folded on the mac and cheese. Like it happens every time.
It is so delicious. It is so good. So I have to have that a part of it too.
Cecile, if you're listening, we love you and your mac and cheese. Thank you for all you do.
And then and ham.
Ham is important.
Honey ham, absolutely. What are yours? And then we can get into desserts because I have
honestly those. I'm so like everything that's on the table is going to be on my plate. So like I'm going around to every single little thing that could possibly be there and putting just a little bit of it. Mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, oxtail, chicken. If we have chicken wings, if we have shrimp, sometimes she'll make salmon. Like, it's a plate of, like, little pockets of literally everything just mushing into one. And I'm just handling everything. Honestly, I'm the type of person, too, I don't really mind if my food touches or, like, things are mixing all together. Like, I'm very just like, okay, it's a Thanksgiving moment.
They're even being thankful. Yeah.
It's a Thanksgiving collage.
They're like, all kissing each other. Yeah.
So it's just a mix of nothing goes untouched with me. Yeah. Like
there are certain things I won't. Like I know we'll have like deviled eggs and mushrooms.
Okay.
Deviled eggs I can't do because I will not touch mayonnaise.
Deviled eggs are one thing too that put me all the way off. So,
mushrooms I can't do either.
Yeah.
I can't do it. That's for fair. Desserts. Now, this is usually where I come in. I'm on the dessert team. That's where I help out.
So she puts her work in there.
So we'll do pecan pie, one of my mains that I love, which I don't think I did last year. I have to do it this year. Is I make these like mini pumpkin chocolate chip muffins.
Hell yeah.
A little bit of cinnamon. It is
so good.
So good. Those are delicious. Love doing those.
You've never made those for me before.
I know I haven't. I'm realizing that now. Love an apple pie.
Apple pie is like even probably better my
with
top.
Like some ice cream.
And too. Just like it hits every time.
Every
Can't
time.
Disappoint. Yeah.
I think those are like my main or like my top Thanksgiving desserts.
Unpopular opinion. Pumpkin pie. Not for me at all.
I don't think I've really gotten into pumpkin pie because I don't want to use up bites and space in my stomach for that. Like, I love mashed potatoes, but I just feel like I'd rather use that
bite for something
else. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. No, I've tried to try it. Like, usually with things that I don't like, I'll try to force myself to like it or give it a couple chances before I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I've tried pumpkin pie over and over again, and I'm like, I don't know if it's just my taste buds or if something's off with that, like, texture and vibe. Like, pumpkin pie for me is just a no.
Yeah.
A no.
What are other desserts that you have?
I'm trying to think. Sometimes, like, cheesecake. Like, just because, like, I'm a big cheesecake person, so, like, I'll go out of my way to buy cheesecake to, like, have at the table. Yeah. But usually it's, like, apple pie, ice cream, that kind of stuff, warm.
Ooh, one that I can't really get on board with. I love sweet potatoes, but why are we adding
marshmallows? Yeah, I don't know. It's never really sold it for me either.
It's already sweet.
And I've tried to like that too. And
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
And if I get it, I'm eating around it. I don't know. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
My mom will do like, I forget how she like, what she puts on it, but these like roasted potatoes, those are good. I'd rather have the potato than the mashed.
Yeah. I think sweet potatoes with cinnamon, with marshmallows, all that, it just becomes too much. And it's like a dessert, I guess, that point. And I just, I don't know. I like my sweet potatoes to be more on the savory side. So I think that's how I like to enjoy my.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree.
So
I think as far as my like traditions I have done as I like once I became an adult is Friendsgiving. Mm-hmm. I think our friend group does a really, like, that is probably where we show out the absolute
everyone's
most
a chef.
Is Friendsgiving.
Yes,
it
chef.
Is a potluck like nothing else.
We have
else.
To insert a picture of what the table it's, looks like on our Friendsgiving because it's honestly, at that point, I'm like, gluttony. Like,
no, it is. And then people will come a little bit later, like your brother, your brother's
I'll invite
friends
my brother,
came. And
friends.
Even they brought so much, the leftovers, because we have to get the little boxes
much.
For people to take leftovers home. And then it's great, too, because then we're fed for several days after that. The leftovers.
The fridge is stocked to the brim, because everyone brings, like, one or two things.
Yeah.
So, like, if everyone's bringing one or two things, and we have a group of, like, eight people.
There's
like,
even more it ends up being,
I know,
swear.
Yeah. I feel like last year was, like, 15,
like in our group,
like
in our like main group chat alone with our friends, there's 10 of us.
Yeah. So
like, then when you have
10
like,
people, bringing
then when people come into town
dishes,
and stuff,
it's deep, but it hits every single time. I also eat so good on that day. Usually we do that like a little bit before or after Thanksgiving.
I guess it just depends the way the calendar
the timeline.
But we usually try to do it before, and it's just, it's so, we'll decorate the house. We bring in two of those, like, 6-foot-long tables into the living room. I always do the decorating of the room, which I really enjoy
it's been
doing.
Real cute.
Which is, honestly, that's always kind of been my main job with my family's Thanksgivings as well.
Decorating.
Like, I will go set up the tables, I'll make it look nice, I'll put the whole, like, aesthetic together. And then, I mean, with my mom's help, she's like the centerpiece, like
of
main,
course, that's my mom too. She's like, I have this vision, okay, and like I have to work around her vision.
The boxes that need to be laid a certain way, with the little pilgrim salt and pepper. Oh, I know something I love about Thanksgiving. It's Publix commercials.
Interesting.
They get me every single time.
I feel like I've never clocked them. I guess I don't watch the TV enough on Thanksgiving
it's
to like
just,
know what's going on.
There's some Publix.
What are they
every
like? Hallmarky?
Time.
Like, are they cute?
I don't know.
Precious?
It's a cinematic masterpiece. If I had to put it.
Okay.
Simply.
I'll look them up on YouTube. Later.
No, there's. I mean, it's just. It hits every single time where you're like, what? You're just so moved, and you're like, Publix.
They
you
throw that little
girl.
Logo on it at the end.
Every
and you're like, oh,
time.
Come
it's
on.
It's so good. And we have the little pilgrim shakers. So, yeah, I'm trying to get, I guess, more of my own traditions and those things without it becoming what I watched my mom deal with for so long, where I'm sometimes like, are you even having fun?
Yeah.
Are you having fun right now at all?
Like, what are you going through?
We got aprons last year that
we
matched.
Did.
I don't
we
remember
did.
What they said, though.
I forgot what they said, too. But
we'll have to find a picture.
We had, like, funny banners.
We had funny banners
we had funny,
up.
The aprons and everything. And just, like, the decorations. And even, like, the napkins and everything said, like, funny, cute little stuff on
they
it.
Were.
So it was real adorable last time. We're going to have to step it up this year again.
I know.
How does it even get better? How do we have more or do better. At this point, I'm like, I think we're okay.
Just keep it as it is.
Yeah.
And do it again and do it
rinse again. Rinse and
repeat. Yeah. I think just the only thing that like kind of stinks here in South Florida is the weather's not always nice. So like, mm-hmm. I love like to do it outside and like just be outside in general at any point.
Yeah.
But the weather is just not always.
Yeah. We never have like a true fall moment. Yeah, I guess we do for like a week, but like the chances that falls on Thanksgiving too are like,
yeah,
who knows?
That's true. Yeah. But no, I can't imagine if I ever have to be the one to make a turkey, but I've always wanted to try a fried turkey.
Interesting. No, yeah. I've never had fried turkey.
I want to try it. I mean, not making it because it looks super, super dangerous.
I feel like no matter what anyone does to a turkey, it's always dry. Like, you can add all the sauces, you can add all the juices.
Well,
like,
once you put gravy over it.
Yeah, but it's still just like, I don't know, turkey's just always dry. Maybe that's just in my experience.
No, I get it. I feel like I never go back for more turkey.
Never. I've never gone. I feel like turkeys is just like the one thing you just have to take one bite of because it's Thanksgiving and it's there. Whole thing.
I know. We got to tell my mom, like, just get a small. We don't need that big of a turkey. Just make it small. And I swear my sister campaigns were like, let's just not do a turkey.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe last year my mom didn't even bother because like it literally barely gets touched. Everything else is obliterated and then there's just a bunch of turkey still sitting there for days.
Yeah.
So I can go without.
I think too, I don't remember, you also remind me, I don't think we did it last year. And like, it's kind of cheesy maybe, but I do think the point of it is super important. Like going around the table, mm-hmm. saying what you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. I think it's so easy that we get caught up in the day to day and it's like maybe a little bit, what's the word? I'm like, it's just not as like comfortable maybe mm-hmm. to like be vulnerable in that way and just like out of the blue or on a random day mm-hmm. to like express your gratitude towards somebody. I think since like just in my adulthood, when especially knowing people who have passed away so young and, mm-hmm. and so tragically, that it is very much like you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So
of course,
expressing that gratitude and like letting, like telling people you love them that, like, and why you love them mm-hmm. and like how they impact your life. Mm-hmm. Obviously that day really does initiate that conversation. So mm-hmm. I think that's super important. I do think that our friend group, like our friends and, you know, our chosen family should and could do it more mm-hmm. and maybe a little bit more authentically or, you know, even if that's using that space to do it, like,
I'm sure everyone could relate to that, take the time to do that, because
why not? What does it do? Make you a little bit vulnerable or you feel, well, they love you back. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. And I think it's nice to also just be reminded on how you are impacting the people that you love and that you, like, they love you too.
Mm-hmm.
I think, it's just sometimes feel like an obligation because you're already friends and like those things just go about it, but I try to practice expressing my love and gratitude mm-hmm. towards, and we could definitely do it more.
Yeah.
So maybe we can incorporate something like that.
Yeah.
As a kid, I sometimes, not every Thanksgiving, but we would have like this long piece of paper mm-hmm. and throughout the day and the night people can go and like write what they're thankful for.
Cute.
I know, I'll have to find a picture. My mom has some of them. Mm-hmm. That's what I tried to call her earlier to ask her, but she didn't answer. Or no, she answered and she said, I'll call you back. And then I'll call you back. So thank you. But we have a paper that has all these things. And it was like mainly when my sister, when we were kids. So there's some ridiculous
things on
ridiculous
there.
My BS. Girl. That was beyond my time.
Oh, wow. I keep forgetting our little age gap we got going on.
Little age. I think I had a Game Boy. So a little different.
Format time.
But I do. I love playing games. In general, mm-hmm. I love playing games. I feel like we should do games more.
To play games more. I feel like the other day you introduced me to that one game we were playing with the
tiles?
Numbers. The tiles, yes.
Rummy Cube.
And I honestly, so after fun, the first so time we played fun. It, I was like, wait, like, why don't I play more games?
No, I am.
Like, I think the next day I was like, Gabby, can we play Rummy Cube again?
I would like somebody to, I need a solid challenger because I do think I'm very, very good at that game.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good to challenge your mind a little bit too. Like, I need to do that a little bit more.
No,
so.
It is really fun. We would play with my grandma when she was still around too. And so mm-hmm. that would be a nice way. Like, me, my mom, my sister, my grandma would play together. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because at that point, my grandma obviously was older. So every time we played was the first time for her because she just never remembered. So we always got the reminder again. Thank you. Another one.
Nice.
So yeah, those little traditions are good. I think we could incorporate that more too, because especially with where I'm at, I'm 31 right now and I don't necessarily know or at this point think that I want to have kids or mm-hmm. maybe a traditional family. Obviously that can change, you know, if and when I get a partner and who knows, but for where I'm at now and where we are at, and obviously life is so short and anything can happen. Yeah. Like, why not make those traditions? Don't have to start traditionally, right? Like, don't have to start just when you have a family, just when you have, you know, kids or whatever it is.
Yeah. So I think there are other things that those are things that I can incorporate more, because my family not necessarily is like a heavy traditional family. Yeah. Like, we do like kind of the same rinse and repeat thing for most holidays every year, but like, we keep it pretty standard. I feel like there's nothing like unique about what we do, but like, it's just the same thing we do together all the time. Yeah. So it's kind of just like my tradition, I guess, but there's nothing to really like call out or like anything that's like, we do this on Thanksgiving. That's super special in comparison to like other days. So like, I think going in, if I were to eventually have my own family, I kind of like want to incorporate those kind of things a little bit more, things that are, I guess, a little more unique just to like my family, for instance. But I don't know. We don't really do anything like that.
What about Black Friday? Which I feel like is just part of Thanksgiving.
Black Friday, are you saying my take on Black Friday in general or Black Friday with my family?
Yeah, like, how do you do that tradition you guys do?
So when I was younger and like the malls were more of a thing, like 100%. Like we would go to the mall, we would do the whole thing, wake up super early or just like into the night, go to Best Buy or Walmart right away as soon as we're done eating. So like there was a time where like we would do that for a little bit, but obviously it just got very chaotic.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to shop online. There's so many Black Friday sales online that it's like, okay, I don't really need to leave the house anymore. So that fantasy is kind of dead now for me, like at this age too, and like with how everything's so online and digital now that like I don't really care to
do that. I mean, like growing up too, I know there's families that would do that together, same thing. I think some of my friends, we used to do that where we would, you know, just like hang out after the like the after party would be with us, and then we would just hang out and then go when the malls would open super early or late or whatever. But I, for like 4 years, I was working at the Sawgrass Mills Mall. I worked at Michael Kors within the purses, watches, accessories. So I was working Black Friday. And that was always super interesting. I typically worked the like 2 a.m. till the next morning, so late morning, whatever time. And that was always just so
crazy.
I blacked out. That was my blackout.
Yeah. And just like seeing the way people act on a day like that and with everything that goes on in the world. I'm
like, what happened to being thankful? What happened to being kind?
I'm scared. It's like, it's so funny that being the day right after everyone's like, I'm so thankful for everything I have and all the gratitude. And then it's like, give me that. I need that.
No, I definitely think something I need to do and want to do more of, which I used to when my sister lived here, I would go with her. This is something she spearheaded more so. And I would go with her, and that has opened me up to it more, is just volunteering. So we have gone and to like different like food banks, or if it's honestly I don't wherever you can go through, I like go online Broward County for us or whatever county you're in, and you can see the different volunteering opportunities, especially leading up to Thanksgiving, where you're packaging. And I know through work we've done that, different community events, and they are all over, and how you can give, obviously, 100%, bringing canned foods, giving back to people, setting up their meals, and then it is so fulfilling, because then there was the days leading up, or it was usually the day or two right before, the people who were being given these meals, they would drive through, and so you're giving it, and you're loading their cars up, and they, I mean, I'm glad the ones that I was a part of, we weren't just like putting together like a lunch bag. It was a lot of stuff, which is what is the least any human deserves. And so getting to be a part of that was just so fulfilling. It gives you a lot 100%, of perspective. So I think that is something we should
do more of course.
We should definitely do that more just overall in the holiday season, especially because I've done it also through the Salvation Army for like Christmas, also setting up, and you fill like shopping carts full of toys, full of things, like, and they'll be specific for the family or what the kids have asked for, and then the families come up, you bring it all out, and it's just so, it's so fulfilling.
And I feel like around that season, it's everywhere. It's right in front of you. Like, even when I go into my gym, they have like a toy box or something like that. When I used to go to church more with my family, like they would always do something, or they always have just like boxes of things just ready to go. Like, and you can just add to it. And it's like, even if you don't feel like you have the time or like anything like that, if you just open your eyes and look around, there are so many donation opportunities and volunteer opportunities that are low effort in your area that you probably overlook all the time. But if there's always a way to just like,
especially post Thanksgiving, like any non-perishable that you haven't used, don't let it just sit in your pantry until the expiration date comes. Those can go to people. So I think that's something we all could be a little bit more conscious of.
Of course,
and especially in this economy and the way the temperature is in society, that it would go a really, really long way of just being kind, giving back, helping your neighbors. Even this conversation, having the conversation, I think, is super important. Have the conversation with your friends, have the conversation with your family. And it's not, especially with volunteering, it's not something you have to, I think it makes it more, it makes it easier to do and you're more likely to do it with your friends or with a group. But obviously it's something that you can and should do on your own. So yeah, I'm glad, like, good for us to have that conversation. And I think obviously we drop it in the group chat, all of our friends would be on board to do that.
100%.
Yeah, it's something that 100%. We get to have quality time together, and then we're making an impact. And I think the biggest thing is we are maintaining perspective on the day-to-day and on people around us.
Yeah, we
especially should... in our community, which is so diverse. Wow. Like, kind of, I don't want to, like, beat myself up for not having done it more.
I'm sure so many people can relate. So, like when life kind of gets in the way, you kind of forget a lot of the things, that the little things that you should be probably paying a little bit more attention to. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think another tradition I want to, like, maybe incorporate this, I don't know if I'm going to have to really sell everyone on this one.
I'm listening.
But we should play our own, like, flag football game.
Oh, wow. I'm honestly just shocked you're bringing that to the table.
Really?
Yes.
I, as a kid, like, in the neighborhood, I've told you this, like, we would do that all the time, and not just, like, Thanksgiving specific.
Yeah.
But I think that would be fun.
Really? Okay,
like,
wait.
Playing games
100%. We could do that at the park next to the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine,
and you know what?
Imagine that.
I know a lot of people and families and people go out there, and when we're out there, I'm crying. Because it's like, everyone's the same. We're all, we all just love. So cute. So sweet.
Wait, we should do that. We should do some sort of, like, big game this year.
No, we should. Like
Audrey, people with do, your like, job, Olympics did, like, and stuff. Field day. We should
field
do, like,
day.
A field day before Friendsgiving, or, like, wait, we're cooking. Drop that in the chat.
Yes. Okay, there we go. That could be nice. Another holiday tradition.
Yeah.
Especially before everyone gets caught up in, like, their own family things and stuff like that. Another thing holiday related, I think this is the time. I always try to do it sooner, but now is when I really tell myself, okay, I need to get the holiday shopping done now.
I know.
Especially now Black Friday, like, capitalize off the deals.
Let this be your reminder that your Christmas shopping should be starting now.
You're already on the clock.
Don't stress yourself out.
Don't wait till the last minute.
And I always wait till the last
minute. I know.
Always.
And it's always to the gifts. Here's where I always get caught up are what are the best gifts for the people who aren't your immediate family or your friends? Like, that you give to coworkers, or for me, it's like for Lucy or my nail girl, or, like, you know, the other people who, you know, if you have
just like the extra characters,
your main, like,
your
mailman, or just other people in your community or that you frequent, you know, the people at your grocery store that you should show gratitude for. You know, it doesn't always have to be like an extravagant gift or a $50 gift card necessarily. So what are other, and I try to think of that too. So if you have any ideas, please share. Thanks. Someone else I'm very thankful for in my life is my security guard, Todd, who is with me, with my, one of my main jobs every game. He's just a wonderful human being. He's a lot older than me though. So I'm like, what, trying to understand, you know, what's maybe, or gifts that are universal or non-gender specific, you know, that are still meaningful and, you know, people would actually use. I do think gift cards go a long way.
Gift cards always go a long way. You can't
but
go wrong.
They're but not, like, as personable. So, you know, like, what are some other
little knick-knacks.
Some other little things?
I don't know. I guess I would have to, like, kind of think about it. But the other day when we were with our friend Rules, like, he's a gift giver. And he is so good at, like, making little tiny things that just, like, remind you. Like, one thing he did that I thought was super cool, I don't really know how this would go for, like, the extra people in your life or things like that. But when he was gifting things to the dance team or whatever, he gave them all, like, little pins that said, like, you are something. And he had everybody kind of, like, exchange them. And, like, just little thoughtful things like that I'm like, I would have never thought of that.
Right,
but he always is, like, on the ball with things like that I'm like, there's so many little ways to just, like, throw it in there and have that little token be there. So I'll have to brainstorm probably a little bit more before Christmas time. But now's the time to start thinking about it. If you haven't started thinking, start thinking.
I'm very thankful. Rules is an absolute, he's one of my longest friends, and we started working the team that we work for. We had the same first day. We just celebrated our 7-year anniversary a couple months ago. And so I'm very thankful for him and all of, I mean, I wouldn't know you if it weren't for this team. And I wouldn't know our producer Jen, and we wouldn't be sitting here right now. So I am always, always thankful and will be thankful for that team and both of those championships. Okay. Now that you've had some time to think, what are some other things you are thankful for that you would like to give some extra gratitude or hold space for? I know you're a big sunrise girly, like going into the beach.
I guess simple things like that. Everything to me is like a simple thing, but like just like the simple pleasures in life, just being able to wake up, move my body is a huge one for me. Obviously, you know, like for me, the gym's like super important. Yeah. So just any opportunity for me to get movement, sweat a little bit, kind of like, I don't know, reset my body in that way. Like that for me is just like a full body reset. Like I love being able to go do that. I used to do the sunrise a lot more than I do now. So that's the one that's kind of like far in front of me right now because I haven't been able to wake up as early. But anything like that, 100%. I would say this year more too, just being able to like see more of the world and travel. Like I think that was something for so long I've always wanted to do. And I'm so grateful because like, I guess you don't even really realize because even some of these trips I went on for the first time was like it was people's first time leaving the country. Like you don't even realize how much of a privilege that is to leave the country and be able to like explore other cultures and things like that. So I think being able to just like go to Europe and like travel to Costa Rica, somewhere I've never been, like all these places that I've gone recently that I've just never been to before, that it's been on my vision board to just like explore in that way. Like, so I feel like that for me was really important. So grateful for those experiences. And I think just like honestly grateful for all the connections outside of like the ones that I make in person. Like obviously we live in a more digital era now and just like grateful for like the connections I've made online. Although like sometimes social media could be super toxic or whatever, I do see the light in like a lot of the relationships I fostered through doing what we do online, like, and kind of meeting people in that way and like having friends and relationships,
community, conversation.
Yeah. And even it kind of even plays into this a little bit and like how we're able to like reach a broader audience and like that's so cool. And I'm super grateful that like our voice is able to go that far.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So super grateful for that too. I'm trying to think about more in my day to day.
Are there any niche things?
I don't know. Those I would have had to come prepared with. Like, I don't even know. Maybe my long showers.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm grateful.
Indoor plumbing.
I'm grateful for indoor plumbing and getting to stand in the shower at scorching hot heat for 45 minutes. Like, I don't know. That lovely. Love it.
Well, as you think of more, you can share it in the comments. If you have any niche things that you're thankful for, I'm super, super curious. I want to know because I
these
like,
days,
I'll look at the list and be like, oh, it's got that too. Fresca sparkling water,
sparkling
me and you,
water.
And a saltine cracker. But in the
chicken
meantime,
wings, like, I don't know.
We hope that you all have a very, very happy
very
and
happy
safe
Thanksgiving.
We love you. We appreciate you. We are
so, so grateful.
So grateful for you. So thank you. And
until next time,
I'm with her.
And she's with me.
And you're with us.